you've heard and are going to hear from a lot of people who played with Andre, coached Andre, observed Andre, wrote about Andre, reported on Andre. I can't think of anyone who is more qualified to talk about Andre Reed's place in the Pro Football Hall of Fame than our next guest, mostly because he's a Pro Football Hall of Famer himself, and he coached Andre Reed for 8 years with the Buffalo Bills. We are honored to have on the line with us from the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, the great Charlie Joyner. Coach Joyner, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Oh, well, thank you very much for having me on your show.
Hey, we love talking to you, and I think you are the perfect guy to talk about Andre Reed, but we should establish that you are in Canton, Ohio tonight where the festivities are already ongoing, right? It's got to be great to be a Hall of Famer to go back to Canton this time of year.
This is an outstanding weekend, and I just hope Andre, you know, really enjoys this as much as I enjoyed it when I got inducted into the Hall of Fame. This is a great weekend for a person. I mean, an outstanding weekend. And I think you couldn't have a better guy to represent the city of Buffalo than Andre Reed. And I coached him for 8 years, and I know.
Yeah. Do you go back, Coach Joyner, to the Hall of Fame every year, or do you kind of pick your spots from year to year?
I was unable to do that for years. I got inducted in, what, 96? I was unable to do it for about 14 years, because I was coaching.
Yeah.
And we were in training camp at the same time that the celebration was being held.
Yeah.
But the last 2 years since my retirement, I have been able to come to this gathering, and I have enjoyed it immensely. It's a great gathering.
Well, you must look around, especially now with Andre coming in, and see a lot of the guys you worked with and coached from the Buffalo Bills during those 8 years you were here. It's almost like it become a Buffalo Bills reunion at the Hall of Fame.
Oh, it is a Buffalo Bills reunion. I'm telling you, I just saw Coach Levy, Marv Levy, who hired me there. I just saw James Lofton.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him there. I saw Jim Kelly. I mean, it's just I haven't seen Thurman yet, but I'm sure he'll be here. I haven't seen Bruce yet, but I'm sure he'll be here. But it is a great, great Buffalo reunion here at the Super Bowl. Hall of Fame induction ceremony. It's a great, great weekend for Buffalo.
Guys who are in the Hall of Fame, Coach Joyner, talk a lot about the Ray Nitschke lunch, which I believe is tomorrow down there in Canton. What can you tell us about that lunch, and what do you think Andre Reed will get from that lunch tomorrow?
He will get he'll probably get the spirit of the Hall of Fame there, you know. It's like going, it's hard for me to describe, but it's kind of like it's like you go to your mother, if your mother's deceased, how you go back and visit that grave site for about, for about 2 or 3 years later. Anyway, you get that feeling that you really belong there, and you're doing something great, and you represent one of the greatest Hall of Famers there's ever been, especially in spirit and in great spirit and great mind as Ray Nitschke.
Yeah.
He'll come out of there with something, you know. He may not get the same feeling that I got out when I came out, or the same feeling that anybody else does, but he will come out of there with a great feeling tomorrow afternoon.
I was thinking, Coach Joyner, about, when you came to Buffalo in 1992, Marv Levy brought you here. They had already been to a couple of Super Bowls. You came to a pretty good team. You had to know that you were surrounded by some pretty good talent, including Andre at that time, huh?
Andre, James Lofton, Don Beebe, Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas. And then you go to the defense, you get Bruce Smith, Darrell Talley, the guy from I can't think of his name.
Bennett, Cornelius Bennett?
But from Alabama.
Bennett, Cornelius.
Linebacker from Alabama. But, that was an immense, enormous amount of talent on that football team. And all you had to do was just put them on the field. I don't know if you had to coach that much. Just put that talent on the field and just let them go to work. And that's what we basically did. Of course, Marv Levy did a great job of coaching, and he did a great job of preparing them also. But I really love that conglomerate, that big collection of talent that the Buffalo Bills has to go to 4 straight Super Bowls. It takes talent to go to 4 straight Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Whether you win one or not, it takes talent to go to 4 straight Super Bowls.
When you came to the Bills, Coach Joyner, Andre was in like his 7th year in the league. What can you tell us about him? What qualities did he have that turned him into a Hall of Famer? What did he do well?
What did he do well? I think Andre, even at his size, you know, most of the time you get an inside receiver, he's smaller. But at Andre's size at that time, I thought he was the best inside receiver in the league. He played in the slot, and he played it in the slot excellently. He was big. He was fast. He was quick. He much, much smarter than people gave him credit for. Andre can read a defense as good as anybody I've ever seen on the football field. And I just enjoyed the way he played the game. He never got tired. He played hard. And he just kept going and going. I mean, this guy was a joy to coach. A joy. He and James Laughlin, I truly enjoyed those years with those two guys.
Yeah. You know, when you call Andre the most intelligent receiver you ever coached, that's really high praise. I read a quote from the great Bill Walsh, who said that you, Coach Joyner, he said you were the most intelligent, calculating receiver he'd ever seen. He thought pretty much highly of you as far as what's on, you know, in your head. He thought you were pretty intelligent, Bill Walsh.
Yeah, well, Bill Walsh said that about me, and I got to give Bill Walsh credit. Now, he taught me everything I knew about modern-day football, you know, because when I had him in Cincinnati and in San Diego, he really taught me a lot about this game. Andre Reed was very smart. He didn't get credit for it, but he was very smart. And I really, really liked the way that he approached the game also, because in meetings, he was very attentive. James Laughlin plays around just a little bit, but Andre was very attentive. Don Vito was very attentive. Those two guys are just, well, I just call them true professionals.
Yeah.
And Andre was the truest of all of them.
Yeah.
The truest of all of them.
You know, I was noticing, like Andre, you had to wait a while. I mean, you played 18 years in the league at receiver, which is incredible, and then you waited 10 years to get the call from the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Andre had to wait a while, too. You must feel kind of like you knew what he was going through when he waited all those years.
I knew exactly what he was going through, but I knew he would get in, because you can't keep that out. You can't keep telling him to get out of the Hall of Fame. I knew he was going to get in there, but I just didn't know when, you know, because there was a lot of competition. You know, a lot of receivers start coming up at that time. Right over after those first five years after you retire, a lot of receivers start coming up there.
Yeah.
And it's just hard to get in because all the votes got split. But I knew this guy would be in because he has too many receptions, he's too good of a person, and he played on too many Super Bowls not to go to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And I knew sooner or later he'd get there.
You know what else you both had? He was a fourth rounder from Kutztown. You were a fourth rounder from Grambling. You kind of had that in conjunction with
exactly.
Each other.
Exactly. We kind of like it. The only thing we differ in is size. He's a little bigger than I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I played inside receiver also when we got a slot formation, and he played inside. He played inside receiver all the time. But Andre was just as good inside as outside as he was inside also. If you put him outside, he'd probably still be the same person.
Yeah.
Same receiver.
Coach, before I let you go, you mentioned
football player.
Yep.
Great hands. Very seldom drop the ball. Very seldom.
Yeah.
You could depend on that guy. He was very, very dependable.
Coach, you mentioned that you just quit coaching a couple of years ago. Not only did you play 18 years, you coached for a long time. So what are you doing now in your retirement? How do you keep yourself busy?
Well, I retired. But my wife did not retire. She's a travel agent.
Okay.
And when I retired, she moved her office from the building back to the house.
Okay.
So I help her out as much as I possibly can, especially when you have to deliver some tickets to somebody.
I
also have a daughter who now have an eight-hour day job that she didn't have when I retired, and I was helping her do some little distributing of certain liquids. And now, you know, I help her out on Fridays. So my week is, I'm doing pretty good during retirement right now, you know.
Yeah.
Plus I try to play golf about twice a week.
I was going to say, when you were on the Bills coaching staff, I think it was universally accepted you were the best golfer on the coaching staff. I hope you still get a chance to play, right?
Yeah, I still play twice a week. I play Monday mornings and Thursday mornings.
That's great.
And then I go do my little duties for the wife and the daughter.
Yeah. Coach, what's going to be the best part of this Hall of Fame weekend for you?
I just want to hear Andre's speech. I know Coach Levy is going to do a damn good job of presenting him, but I'd just like to hear what he has to say because I know it's going to be – he might bring me to tears because it was such a ride for this guy because, you know, he lived in San Diego and I lived in San Diego. And he would not get elected. It kind of tore him up a little bit.
Yep.
But I just want to see how he reacts to it. Sunday, wherever they induct him.
Saturday, yeah.
See how he reacts and what kind of speech he gives. And no matter what happens, I am all for him. All for him. I'm just so happy for him. So very happy for him.
Hey, Coach, we're real happy you took a few minutes out of your night tonight to spend with us. Thank you very much. We'll see you down there this weekend on Saturday night. Thanks, Coach.
Okay, good. I'll be there. Thank you very much for calling.
We'll see you. Charlie Joyner, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Andre Reed's coach. So, yeah, Charlie Joyner was a player, man, and you know that. I mean, 18 years he played receiver for 18 years in the National Football League. You know how incredible that is to play that position for 18 years? Played with the Chargers, obviously. Played with the Cincinnati Bengals, played with the Oilers. I mean, he was how about Bill Walsh saying he was the most intelligent, calculating receiver of all time? Three-time Pro Bowl performer. Then he goes on to coach forever and ever, including 9 years with the Bills. Came in after the 91 Super Bowl, 92 season, replaced Nick Nicolau on Marv Levy's staff. Stayed right through the end of Levy's tenure through Wade Phillips' tenure as well, and coached Andre for 8 of those 9 years. I don't think there's anybody better qualified to talk about Andre Reed than Charlie Joyner. It was great reconnecting with him tonight. A really good guy, and his players, you'll hear Lofton talk about him. Andre, I'm sure, will mention him in that speech on Saturday night. Don Beebe, they revered him. You know what? They respected him, but they revered him also. They respected him because they knew what a great, great player he was. Hall of Fame caliber player, and a good guy too. We thank Coach Charlie Joyner for joining us on the show tonight.